Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Top secret. Are there any two more enticing words? Well, free pie comes close, but I'm watching my figure. Anyway, war is big business, and countless incredible technological marvels have been devised on behalf of this controversial industry. Understandably, the development of these game-changing weapons has to be kept super hush-hush. So from nuclear-powered tanks to covert heart attack guns, here are some of the most unbelievable top-secret military weapons revealed.
You're listening to
Be Amazed.
Oh, to be a fly on the wall when a U.S. official demanded secretive research be carried out into telepathic ray guns. Wait, what? Yeah, you heard that correctly. A declassified U.S. Army report from 1998 revealed that at one point the CIA was considering utilizing a selection of energy weapons capable of disorienting targets, creating artificial fevers and even beaming voices into people's heads. Seriously. And while some of these insane weapons stayed purely conceptual, others were actually tested. The wildest was something akin to a telepathic ray gun. Essentially, when fired at someone, it could make them hear things that weren't audible to anybody else. Whoa! It worked using something called the Frey effect. Hear me out. It turns out that due to its dimensions, the human head is a good antenna for picking up microwave radiation. And microwaves can be used to transmit sounds. So by shooting a tightly focused beam of microwaves at someone's head at the right frequency, even deaf people can be made to hear things. But the sounds only exist inside that person's head. Right. You can imagine the potential the CIA would have seen this for. I don't know, mind control or something? Fortunately, it seems that despite successful testing, the weapons were never actually used in the field. Or have I just been programmed to tell you that? Throughout World War II, Allied and Axis forces decimated each other's cities with air raids. But as the war raged on, Germany wanted a new, more effective way to strike directly at the heart of London, without the British knowing what was coming. Their answer? Enormous 430-foot-long mega cannons called V-3s. Damn. But hold on, how do you keep a project this big even remotely secret from the Brits? You construct the weapons 100 feet underground, within a sprawling hidden fortress, of course. The Germans began installing the ginormous guns in Axis-occupied northern France so they could be aimed perfectly across the channel at London. Yes, these guns were devised to hit their target from up to 100 miles away. The massive barrels were fitted with pairs of explosive boosters which triggered when the projectile was fired up the chamber past them, propelling it faster and further. And there wasn't going to be just one or two of these monstrosities, oh no. 25 were commissioned to be built. As an extra precaution, German military referred to the project as Hochdruckpumpe, or high-pressure pump, so any prying ears wouldn't know what they were talking about. London was doomed, surely. Well, it turns out building a huge underground fortress filled with 25 massive cannons isn't so easy to keep secret. A special RAF surveillance unit quickly noticed the suspicious operation and, though they weren't sure what it was, correctly assumed it wasn't good news. So in November 1943, British forces dropped over 4,000 tons of aerial bombs onto the site. Despite all this firepower, though, the attacks had little impact due to the strength of the underground structure. However, a redoubled effort in 1944 fared much better. The second attempt used special deep penetration bombs and ended up obliterating the cannons, causing the fortress to cave in and ultimately saving London. As it turns out, though, the guns might never have fired anyway. We now know that the V-3 was plagued with technical problems from day one, and initial tests weren't very promising. Whatever happened to that famous German engineering? From the end of World War II through till 1991, the US and Russia were locked in a battle of conflicting ideologies known as the Cold War. Though not a war in the traditional sense, it was a time of great paranoia with both sides constantly trying to develop new ways of spying on one another. US manufacturer Lockheed Martin had a solution, the SR-71 Blackbird. Introduced in 1966, but in secret development for years beforehand, it's widely considered one of the most advanced reconnaissance planes in existence. That unique angled shape reflects enemy radar signals, and a special paint covers the jet which absorbs any signals that aren't bounced off, making it tough for enemy systems to detect. Outside of its stealth prowess, though, the SR-71 had another stunning advantage. This spy plane was fast. Very fast. Despite being built around 50 years ago, it still holds the speed record for sustained flight, capable of hitting Mach 3.3. Put simply, Mach speed is when an object moves faster than the speed of sound, so Mach 3.3 is roughly 3.3 times faster than the speed at which sound waves travel, or about 2,100 miles per hour. Whoa! If this jet-black jet was under attack, rather than beginning evasive maneuvers, it'd simply accelerate to avoid enemy missiles. Crazy. During the Blackbird's development in the 1960s, Lockheed needed a way to transport the beast from its factory in California all the way to the test site in Area 51 without revealing what they were moving. The solution? They set up a fake delivery company called Roadrunner International. Now that's what I call commitment to a bit. Disguised CIA and Air Force operatives covered the humongous cargo from prying eyes and drove it some 250 miles cross-country. And nobody was any the wiser. Sounds like something out of a James Bond flick, but amazingly it's all true. Though it is a little strange that a truck this big didn't draw any suspicion. These days it'd be all over Twitter in an hour. The Cold War era saw the use of a huge variety of secret spy weaponry, many of which are so ingenious Inspector Gadget would have been proud to wield them. Meet the lipstick gun, known affectionately as the Kiss of Death. This little device looked like an ordinary tube of lipstick, but it was actually a cleverly concealed firearm. Okay, maybe it's a little too murdery for Gadget? When the lipstick's case was swiveled in the right way, a single bullet would be fired from the barrel. You only got one shot, and it was wildly inaccurate beyond a couple of feet away. But if a covert assassin got close enough to their target, it was more than enough to do the trick. The makeup murder weapon was discovered in West Berlin at an American checkpoint in 1965. It was confiscated from a Soviet spy, though we can't be sure who they were intending to use it on. Now it's safely housed in the International Spy Museum in Washington, D.C. Given the secretive nature of spy weapons, there's no telling how many were manufactured or how many were effectively used. You know what they say, though? If looks could kill. Just like everybody else in the world, I'm still waiting for my hover car. If things had gone a little differently, however, we may have already had them. Back in 1952, the Canadian government funded a project to create a vertical takeoff saucer capable of flying at supersonic speeds. Meet the Avrocar. It could float by utilizing an air cushion created by the exhaust of a single jet-powered rotor on the underside of the vehicle. So yes, this is a literal flying saucer. Or at least, it would have been. In 1958, the US took over the project after Canada deemed it too expensive to continue. The Army wanted to use it as a troop transport, and the Air Force wanted to use it as a supersonic recon plane. Two test cars were eventually produced, but neither of them were fit for either purpose. Far from being supersonic, the saucers could barely hit 35 miles per hour. You know, about 22 times slower. On top of this, they couldn't make it fly any higher than 3 feet off the ground before it became completely unstable. Considering how expensive it was looking to carry on, the US decided to just pull the plug and cut their losses. Man, don't get me wrong, the Avrocar was cool as hell, but cool doesn't defend a nation. If it did, they'd just send me to do all their dirty work. Now, from the studio that brought you the SR-71 Blackbird, it's the next step in bizarre sci-fi looking stealth planes. Secretly introduced to the US Air Force in 1983, this is the F-117 Nighthawk, and it used similar principles to the SR-71 to remain incognito. This time, however, its radar reflective shape was so odd that experienced pilots didn't even believe it could get airborne when they first saw it. They were wrong, of course. Although only capable of flying at a third of the speed of Lockheed's SR-71, the Nighthawk was a very capable flyer, designed not as a reconnaissance plane, but an attack jet. As such, Nighthawk pilots didn't participate in dogfights, but instead targeted ground forces with surprise stealth attacks. The Nighthawk was kept so secret that when it was finally acknowledged by the US government in 1988, it had already been flying for 5 years. And it wouldn't be shown to the public for another 2 years after that, in 1990. Despite eventually being phased out in favor of more modern craft, these striking planes are still used for military training today and have a firm place in popular culture. The government's shroud of secrecy has also given rise to legends of other classified aircraft, like the Aurora Black Triangle. Sightings of this mystery jet began in the 80s and persisted until the early 2000s, despite the US government denying it ever existed. According to rumor, it was designed as a successor to the iconic Blackbird and could reach outrageous speeds of Mach 6. The specifics of its capabilities vary from source to source, though, as is often the case with hearsay. Given what we know about how secret the Nighthawk was at the time, do you think that something like the Aurora was or is being flown around above us? Or is it just aliens? Let me know down below. For all the ingenious breakthroughs made during the Second World War, there were a fair few duds. Enter the Gustav rail cannon. This beastly behemoth was an enormous 155-foot-long cannon that weighed 1,490 tons and traveled along rail tracks, in theory, creating transportable ordnance of immense power. The gun was covertly conceived by German arms manufacturer Krupp before the war had even started to assist German forces with a potential invasion of France. The only thing was, by the time they actually did invade France in 1940, the gun wasn't ready. Good start, right? It was ready, however, to be used in the German invasion of Russia 2 years later. The only problem was it turned out to be a complete logistical nightmare.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as 1 day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The cannon was to be transported to Crimea in May 1942 for its first proper usage. Only to move it, the whole thing needed to be dismantled, transported, then rebuilt again. And that's a whole lot of heavy parts. It took thousands of soldiers over a month to set it all up and build the tracks required to move it from Germany to Crimea. Jeez. So, after all that, how did it go? Well, impressively, it worked. The colossal weapon was deployed in the Siege of Sevastopol and fired devastating 7-ton shells at the city day in, day out. Within a month, Sevastopol lay in ruins. However, despite the gun's effectiveness, it was the only time it would ever be used. It was disassembled and moved near Leningrad in preparation for another attack, but the attack never went ahead. With no further use for it, the Germans destroyed the cannon to prevent it from being captured and reverse-engineered. Wow, what a massive waste. Get it? Because it was really big? You can have that one if you want. After World War II ended, everybody thought everything was going to be nuclear-powered. Cars, homes, and of course, weapons. So in the 1950s, U.S. automobile manufacturer Chrysler began designing an atomic tank, the Chrysler TV-8. The low-enriched uranium that was to be used as fuel was a colossal 108,000 times more efficient than diesel. So whilst the traditional gasoline tank would need to be frequently refueled, the TV-8 could keep on rolling pretty much forever. Or indeed, keep on swimming. Yep, the turret was designed to be watertight and buoyant, and the back of the tank was equipped with jets so it could propel itself through the water. Cool. So, why don't we see atomic tanks rolling through battlefields today? Well, ultimately, they just weren't deemed to have any noticeable advantage over conventional tanks. Sure, they could travel for ages, but in battle, most tanks are lost because of other tanks, not because they run out of fuel. Plus, come on, this thing is nuclear-powered. If it did get destroyed, it'd probably irradiate a huge part of the battlefield, creating even more casualties. Yeah, no tanks. As we know, the Second World War didn't go so well for the German army. As the tide of battle turned against Germany, its increasingly desperate leadership scrambled to turn things around. One answer was the development of so-called wonder weapons, or Wunderwaffe. These weapons ranged from a giant orbital space gun to stealth bombers and had varying levels of success. As you might have guessed, the space gun didn't make it off the drawing board, but it was seriously considered. Though development was kept tightly under wraps for most of the weapons, the German propaganda machine proudly showed some of them off to boost an ailing domestic public's morale. One Wunderwaffe that saw actual use in the field was the STG-44 rifle, the first true assault rifle ever made, and the inspiration for both the AK-47 and M16. But the STG is run-of-the-mill compared to some of the wonder weapons that were rumored to be in production. The most iconic of these is the Glocke, or the Bell. What the hell was the Bell? Well, we don't really know, other than it was apparently big and bell-shaped. Okay then. Some say it was a UFO, others an anti-gravity machine, others still a time machine. Whatever the mysterious machine was, it's rumored that the technology used to create it was traded to the US after the war in exchange for a captive German officer. Of course, there's absolutely no evidence to back this up, or that Die Glocke itself ever existed in the first place. If America really did gain access to this tech, where are all the UFO cars? Or time machines on street corners? Still, the rumors had to come from somewhere, didn't they? As we've established, stealthy aircrafts were all the rage during the Cold War, and in the early 80s, secretive plans were well underway for the B-2 Spirit. A U.S. stealth bomber capable of dropping both conventional and nuclear explosives. In other words, an absolute unit. So it would have been pretty big news if the Soviets had caught drift of it, wouldn't you agree? Well, in 1984, Thomas Cavanaugh, an aerospace engineer who was working on the bomber, saw an opportunity for big profit. See, Cavanaugh was going through a tough divorce and was in a lot of debt. Needless to say, he needed a cash injection. So in desperation, he managed to get in contact with some Soviet spies and offer over the secrets of the B-2 Spirit. Unfortunately for crafty Cavanaugh, however, the Soviet spies he was dealing with turned out to be undercover FBI agents. Yikes. He was promptly arrested and imprisoned for 16 years. Damn. The B-2 itself wouldn't even enter active service until 1997, when Cavanaugh was in his 12th year of imprisonment. And by that time, the Cold War was very much over. Because of that, and the fact just one of these bad boys cost an astronomical $1 billion to produce, only 21 planes were ever made. $1 billion? If I was president, we'd be putting that money towards useful things, like BMA's merchandise. Everyone knows about the moon landing in 1969. It was the culmination of an epic space race between the USA and Russia to essentially prove who had the biggest, rocket? But what if both sides had reached the moon at the same time and things had gotten tense? Well, the Pentagon had a top secret plan for that. Moon guns. No, I'm not kidding. A totally real branch of the US Army called the Future Weapons Office spent the 50s and 60s conceiving a series of weapons that could be used to battle the communists for control of the moon. See, conventional guns wouldn't be very useful in space. For one, the extreme temperatures could cause the firearms to either freeze up or explode. Secondly, recoil and zero gravity could quite literally send a soldier flying off backwards after firing. To remedy this, the space shooters were conceived as gas-powered or spring-loaded dart weapons that would work whatever the temperature and have minimal recoil. And some of them were utterly wild. Regardless, the wacky concepts never made it out of the design phase, which I'm just fine with. The moon doesn't need to be turned into a Fortnite arena, thanks. Cast your mind back a few minutes. Remember the Nighthawk jet? Well, after its massive success, Lockheed Martin set their sights on using the same stealth tech on different things. Stealth toasters, stealth toilets, stealth boats. Okay, only that last one. Though there could still be a gap in the market for a covert toaster. The goal was to apply the stealth principles of the Nighthawk to a boat, which they called the Sea Shadow. This robotic-looking ship was manufactured in 1984 in complete secrecy. To keep the project under wraps, its entire construction took place inside a submersible barge in California. I mean, it'd be way too obvious to have huge parts lugged down to the docks every day. Anyway, for all the effort that was put into keeping the Shadow a secret, after its testing phase, it mysteriously ceased development. And we don't really know why. Eventually, in 2006, the US Navy put the boat up for sale under one condition. The buyer couldn't actually sail it, and it was only to be used for scrap. So, unsurprisingly, it didn't garner much interest. Man, and I was looking for a new location for my supervillain lair, too. Back in the 1970s, the US public's faith in their government was at a historic low point. President Nixon had just been found guilty of corruption, and Congress had been forced to investigate America's intelligence agencies. They found something utterly insane. A hitherto unknown CIA heart attack gun. Yep. This modified Colt M1911 was designed to silently fire darts made from frozen water mixed with deadly shellfish toxin. Straight after penetrating the victim's skin, the darts would melt, releasing the toxin within and shutting down the victim's cardiovascular system. To an onlooker, and indeed even post-autopsy, it appeared to have been nothing more than a natural heart attack. Shellfish toxin is incredibly hard to detect, and with no bullet, there's no way to trace something like this back to its source. Nobody to hold accountable. Ugh. Whether the pistol was actually ever used or not, we just don't know. But my bet's on it was. Next in the crazy assassination weapon catalog is the US military's latest and greatest, the R-9X missile, also known as the Ninja Bomb. This thing is absolutely crazy. See, unlike most missiles, the R-9X doesn't actually, you know, explode. So what the heck's the point? Get this, when the missile is about to make impact with its target, six massive metal blades fold out of it like some enormous angry Swiss Army knife. The idea is that this unconventional weapon will land directly on top of its target and get to work without any collateral damage or unnecessary casualties. I get it. But man, that sounds horrific for the unfortunate sucker this thing has been programmed to hit. And it's being utilized right now. As recently as August 2022, President Joe Biden announced the successful assassination of Al-Qaeda's number one operative. And it turns out the then-classified R-9X was responsible. It may sound like something out of Itchy and Scratchy, but it definitely seems effective. Effective and absolutely terrifying. Buckle up. We've had attempts to cause heart attacks, beam thoughts into people's heads, and wage war on the moon. But none of those declassified calamities compare to In 1967, a US scientist wrote to the CIA with a seemingly bonkers idea. What if we could control lightning? I'm totally serious. Rather than throw the letter straight into the trash, the CIA genuinely considered the logistics of harnessing lightning storms as deadly weapons. The core principle was very basic. Lightning is formed of electricity, which is attracted to metal. So by unfurling long lines of metal wire from an aircraft, the CIA hoped the wires would attract lightning, manipulating its path and sending it wherever the US commanded. Okay then. The best part? It'd be almost impossible to pin the blame for such an attack on anybody. In other words, it was the perfect assassination weapon. I mean, it'd have to be put down to freak accident, right? It wasn't me, it was Thor. But there were a few glaring issues. First, you'd only be able to utilize lightning if a lightning storm was about to happen, which is one pretty huge if. Let's say the weather was on your side, though. Even then, your target would need to be practically inside the storm for the plane to successfully fly overhead, catch lightning on the wire, and lead the electrified wire close enough to the target to shock them. Oh yeah, and there's also the little thing of flying a plane through a storm in the first place? Man, forget it. You know, I'm beginning to see why people just use guns. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you again next time you want to be amazed.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.